What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
You know, we're going to have to still go with what we've been talking about for the last few weeks, and that is wheat and corn. We continue to see adverse weather, which is slowing down planting progress, which is certainly helping to put some strength into the wheat market. Wheat, Minneapolis, September, again, trading to new contract highs. Corn trading to new contract highs as it looks like we're going to continue to struggle to get this crop planted. It's going to be interesting to see what the crop progress report says Monday afternoon, but right now we're delayed, and the weather forecast looks like we're going to continue to be delayed, possibly through at least the first week of May at this point.
So what's that do to the acreage mix? Because that's certainly something we're following closely.
You know, it's got to slow down, or it's going to pull some spring wheat out of the market from being planted, as most producers want to have that wheat planted in April. Well, that doesn't look like that's going to be the case. And, you know, especially by the first week of May. So I think we're going to lose some spring wheat acres to this. We're also likely going to start losing some corn acres, especially if this pushes into the first week of May as well, as a lot of those corn acres will start to drift off. And it increases our chance of seeing a lot more prevent plant up here in the Northern Plains than what we were expecting.
So what's on the not hot side of the ledger?
You know, I'm going to have to go with cattle yet. I mean, we put in a good week last week, but we need to continue to see that market have some strength. We're still in an area where that could slip off, and if the grains are stronger, that could put pressure on the cattle market, as well as concerns about the economy.
Yeah. When the economy stuff, we're not buying those T-bones, we're buying hamburger.
Well, exactly. And, you know, if we continue to see, you know, the price of fuel go up and the interest rates go up, that's going to take away more of that disposable income, and that certainly is going to hurt the beef industry.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management.